on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, a quick reminder, tonight, tune in at 7 o'clock, hear the live service from Calvary Church. And then tomorrow, the gathering is happening at Calvary Westside. This is a sacred time for Native people to come together and worship healing and renewal through Christ. You may be aware of the powwow, the gathering, huge powwow is happening in Albuquerque this week, and a lot of folks are coming from all over the country to participate, and we have invited them to take part in this at Calvary Westside. I say we. Love NM, Clay Schroff and his team with the Indigenous Outreach from Calvary Church, part of that, and they'll feature a message from Will Graham. Live worship will be happening tomorrow night. It's an outreach that really seeks to affirm identity in Christ, uplift our Native communities, and inspire guests to move forward in faith and hope. So bring the whole family out to the auditorium, Calvary Church Westside. That's Montaño, just on Coors, just north of Montaño, in what used to be the old Hastings over there, you might remember. Although it's free, they're asking that you register at calvarynm.church. All kinds of things happening to reach our community, and New Mexico Family Action Movement's been doing that for quite some time now. Jody is a regular guest. Jody Hendricks is the executive director at New Mexico Family Action Movement. And Jody, thanks again for taking the time today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Steve.
And we wanted, you know, as we typically do, just to remind people about who New Mexico Family Action Movement is, you know, and the work that's being done. I do want to tease, though, because I already did earlier today. We are going to be letting people know about an event coming up real soon that's going to bless our pastoral community and church leaders.
Yes.
So don't go away. You want to hear about that. But Jody, for those not familiar with NMFAM.
Yeah, New Mexico FAM exists to defend biblical values and strengthen families in New Mexico. And we do that by influencing policy up in Santa Fe, working with our legislators. We also do that by equipping the church and educating voters so that those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ know how to stand firm and take action in their communities and in the public square so that they can vote with confidence their values, their biblical values, and know that their voice is being carried up into Santa Fe. We also make sure that we are connecting directly with pastors. We want to equip pastors specifically to be able to teach the discipleship of biblical citizenship in their churches.
All right. So you mentioned voting.
Yes.
And as we always do, just a reminder, if you're not registered to vote, please do get registered to vote.
Yes.
And Election Day, primary is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. You want to be ready for that and be ready to, you know, not only be registered, but actually, you know, go vote.
Yes. please.
And then, of course, when the election comes later this year, as we prepare for all kinds of things, we can talk about that in detail on another broadcast. But I did want to transition to the guests that you brought with you. Derek Witt is the pastor at Metamorphi Church on Eubank. We were talking off the air, Derek. I've driven by that church so many times. I don't know if I would have been able to name it as Metamorphi until now, but the Lighthouse was there, right, years ago?
Yeah.
And different things were there. I always thought, hey, there's some kind of Christian ministry there. But I appreciate what you're doing there now. And bringing you in really is, it's synergistic, obviously, to talking about the Equip event that we're going to be going into detail about. But it really is a pastor, you know. You heard what Jody was saying, and we know that there's challenges with not only for pastors, but communicating to our churches about being active in the public square. Can you speak to that a little bit? And really, you know, how did Jody lasso you into this?
Well, for one, I'm her pastor, so she had to start with me. But yeah, I think it's an interesting thing. And as we talk here in these next few minutes, we're going to see that this is an issue that pastors have a tendency to be a little bit scared of, for whatever reason. They don't want to get involved in politics. They're afraid of what that might do in the community of their church. And I just want to invite pastors to come this Tuesday to the summit. There's just going to be such a great time to get together and to talk with one another and to realize that we have some common values as shepherds of the people in Albuquerque and in New Mexico.
Now, Jody, you and I have talked about this in the past, and you know, and I say it when I say being a Christian and being active in the public square, another term we use for biblical citizenship.
Yes.
That we use. Now you got your pastor right here, so what does that actually mean for the average pastor or church member?
Well, we consider biblical citizenship living out our faith in every sphere of life, and not just our personal life, not just within our churches, but in our communities as the hands and feet of Jesus. And that includes civic engagement. Mm-hmm. What is our responsibility as a believer when it comes to civic engagement and the public square? And so biblical citizenship was really all about discipleship, of knowing how to take your faith into even the public square and civic engagement.
Okay, so we're not just image bearers like in the morning when we get up until we get to work, mm-hmm. or just at work, or in the evening when, you know, we're going out to restaurants and
right.
driving on the streets of Albuquerque.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a 24/7 thing, and mm-hmm. including when it comes to cultural engagement in these issues, mm-hmm. That, you know, often, you know, you start talking about an issue, whether it's abortion or crime or the economy or whatever, and you get the, hey, man, we don't do politics, man, you know, mm-hmm. with Christians and non-Christians alike.
Yeah.
But do you want to speak to that any, Derek, about we don't do politics? Is that biblical?
Of course not. Not in the sense of one of the greatest things that I was thinking about in getting ready to talk about this is that our culture right now feels this tension, right? I mean, especially as a believer, you want to care for our people as shepherds and teach them the values of Christ, how to follow him and focus on the gospel. And at the same time, we're watching the world shift pretty quickly around us. And the challenge is for us as pastors is how do we speak real life issues into our people who are facing this every day, and they are learning by what they see and watch, and it's our job as pastors to try to help disciple them. I love that Jody mentioned the concept of that, because as a pastor, when we talk about politics, we're not talking about nearly as much as policy as, hey, what do we know about our politicians? Is there yeah. an impact we can have in their lives to love and to serve and to share some commonality? I mean, I would venture to say most pastors have no idea. Maybe they know where they stand on an issue, but they have no idea where they are in relationship with Christ.
Yeah, and you know, Jody, I think one of the events you can speak to this much more clearly than I can. One of the events you had last year at the Roundhouse, where you had Christian leaders mm-hmm. go to the Capitol mm-hmm. For an opportunity to hear directly from some of our representatives and to show our representatives that there is a body that is in their community that wants to be supportive of the work they're trying to do, much of it that lines up with biblical values.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's really important. We hosted the pastor brunch at the Capitol last year so that the pastors could be able to hear from some of our legislators, but then the legislators could hear from our pastors, because we firmly believe that there is a beautiful relationship opportunity here between our church leaders and our state leaders, so that the state leaders can see the church can truly be a huge part of the solution that New Mexico currently needs. It's what's going to bring hope. It's going to bring support, because when a church puts their mind to being the hands and feet of Jesus to meet the needs that we have, it's a powerful thing. And our legislators can communicate those needs to our pastors, and our pastors can communicate that need to their churches through the discipleship of, hey, we are called to be the salt and light. We are called to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
We are called to stand firm and take action where necessary. And here are the practical ways that we can do that.
Well, Derek, you mentioned briefly, you know, how often pastors are just, man, I'm not sure if I can even do that without, you know, losing our, you know, nonprofit status or whatever. You know, we didn't say that, but those are some of the fears.
Sure.
And really what needs to happen, and Jody and her team and you are part of helping to find a way to equip our pastors, our churches, our church leaders to engage in the culture in which we are being image bearers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, that's a good place to go to a break, because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about an event coming up simply titled Equip. All right. We're going to do that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. All right. Hey, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jody Hendricks for the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Haven't done this yet. NMFAM.org. A lot of great resources on the website. And Jody, before we jump back into our conversation with Pastor Derek Witt of Metamorphite Church, some of the stuff they'll find on the website that they really need to go to.
Yes. Absolutely.
NMFAM.org. What would you highlight?
I would say for today, the time importance, I would say visit our events page,
okay.
Pastors especially, so that you can see the details of what we're going to tell you about here in the next few minutes, our Equip Summit coming up next Tuesday. And you're going to see when, where, and most importantly, you're going to see a registration link. It is free. We want to spoil our pastors that day. So we just encourage you to check it out and come and see us. But also on that website, outside of this event, you're going to find so many resources, whether you're just you're a lead pastor of a church or a church ministry leader or just a voter. Maybe you're not in leadership in the church. That website is going to be full of resources for you to be able to be confident in using the voice God has given you in the public square here in New Mexico.
Yeah, and if you visit it today, go back from time to time, because Jody and the team continue to update information there and some Action Center things that you really want to pay attention to. Now, back to the event, Equip Pastor Summit. If you're at nmfam.org, on the right-hand side of the top, it says More. There's a drop-down menu. If you're looking for that events that Jody mentioned, that's where you will find it. And it's happening April 28th. Still time to register for this, Jody?
Yes, we still have spots available.
Okay. But it is, you know, although it's a free event, you know, lunch is served and resources, they want to know who's coming so they can be the best steward they can with the resources they have to be hospitable to those coming to the event. Register for the event. I know, Lana Mignogna, this time do it now.
Yes, okay. Yes, please. That would be great.
but you'll find that on the page. All right, so let's walk through the Equip Conference. Jody, what can pastors expect as they attend this event on April 20th? With that in, look, April 28th is a Tuesday.
Yes.
So it's next Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3:30. What can pastors expect?
Well, the Equip Summit is a one-day gathering, and it is created specifically for pastors and church leaders who desire to lead with biblical clarity and confidence in today's cultural moment. At the conference, you're going to have so many great resources given to you. We have a keynote speaker coming in, and then we have several panels with some really great speakers that
yes.
I'm excited to have.
Let me testify.
Yes.
Yeah. If you go to the page, you'll see the speakers, many of which you've heard on this show or we've talked about. And we so much appreciate, what a great lineup you've put together for this inaugural equip, right?
Yes, yes. This is our first of many, we hope. But really the idea for the day is if we're going to have worship in the morning, just a time to be able to take your breath and kind of just be still. And then the day is going to be filled with encouragement, practical training that is designed to help pastors understand how faith, leadership, and civic engagement all intersect in a lawful and biblically grounded way.
Okay, so that gives you kind of a practical look at the day. And, you know, pastors, if you have something on your calendar, if it's possible to reschedule that so you can get to the Equip Conference, this is the body of Christ coming together, the big church, big C church, that we, you know, in our community can hopefully really see an impact through pastors and church leaders being equipped. Derek, you're a pastor. Now, you're the only pastor in the room, okay? So, but pretend there's a room full of pastors here. You know, how would you tell them? What would you say to them to convey the importance, you know, of being a part of this? Maybe the pastors who are sitting on the fence about attending. What do you say to them?
Well, if you're a pastor, you're already dealing with the questions we've talked about, whether you want to or not. Your people are bringing them into your church every week. And honestly, there's something really valuable about not trying to figure it all out alone, but being with other pastors who can encourage and help and give wisdom. The reality is that our people need discipleship from the inside out. And we need to carry this into every part of culture in our civic obedience or duty to try to pass on biblical values. One of the greatest things I heard even this week about what I would want to tell a fellow pastor is, look, this is, at the end of the day, this is not being about being louder.
Yeah,
it's about being faithful.
Amen.
And that's really huge, because I think for most of us, this idea of bringing politics into the church scares us to death.
Well,
but that's not what it is. It really is a discipleship of biblical values.
And Derek, you and I both know, Jody, you know, Christians, if you spend any time reading, you'll know. And there's many more examples we could use. But, you know, Daniel... Joseph.
Yes.
They probably didn't want to get quote unquote political, but for such a time as this, they were placed where they were to be that ambassador, that image bearer, that they could represent as ambassadors. Do you think that's applicable to today?
Definitely. You look through, I mean, my goodness, through the whole entire Old Testament, many of these men are politicians, right? But they're carrying the values of what they believed about God into a culture to show that we serve the true and living God.
All right, so Jody, tools and resources that pastors are going to walk away with. We probably got about three, four minutes.
Yeah, well, first of all, they're going to get a lot of goodies that day. So we have some great pastor gifts. So they're going to be spoiled that way. That's something they're going to walk away with. A free lunch, of course. But the resources they're going to get are going to carry them through months, even years to come, because they're going to have access to civic engagement guides as far as starting a small group in your church. How do you get people in your church really learning and understanding how to activate biblical citizenship? They're going to have a lot of great information on their 501c3 that can help them move forward in confidence, what they can and cannot do. There's going to be connections made, relationship. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is realizing they're not alone. They're navigating these things with fellow pastors who are going to be a part of this network and a part of this family as we move forward. It's just not one day. It's something that you now are walking away with continued support from fellow pastors and church leaders, but also from New Mexico Family Action, because we want to equip you to do the best you can in the position that God has given you.
Jody, I believe it was at last year's luncheon that you had at the Roundhouse that you kind of launched, CAN.
Yes.
And that's going to be revisited. Do you want to speak to that at all?
Yes. So the Equip Summit is actually put on by our CAN initiative. Our CAN initiative is the Christian Action Network, which is a network of pastors to be plugged in with each other, but also with our organization to have continuous information coming straight from Santa Fe, from legislators, from policy standpoints, from voting opportunities, voter guides, a great connection for pastors. But we're going to expand that just a little bit more. And we're going to be talking about a new program we'll be starting this year, creating ambassadors out of our pastors, not to make them lobbyists, but to get them in the halls of power to share Jesus with our legislators.
Well, and for those pastors or church leaders that are planning to, you know, or thinking about, hopefully planning to be part of this Equip Summit that's happening next Tuesday, again, go to nmfam.org. And then the events is under the More tab on the top right of the page there. For those that are planning on being there and maybe thinking, you know, I want to, but I don't have the bandwidth anymore for anything new. But the truth is, this isn't something to load more onto pastors. Right. Maybe talk to that a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. The summit is here to support pastors, not burden them, and to ensure that the church remains present, prayerful, and prepared to lead with wisdom in the public square. We know that you have so much on your plates, pastors.
Yeah.
We don't want to add to that. We want to help you and give you all that you need to be able to do this with confidence. Yeah.
Now, I have routinely on this show, I'm going to go a little bit different direction because Derek's here. I'm not staying in line or anything. It's because I want to bless you, brother. You're a pastor. And more than once on this show, I have said the importance about the body of Christ holding up our pastors. Moses had those guys holding up his arms. But what are people not seeing, not realizing how important it is to be supportive of the work that you're doing and other pastors in our community? And how can they bless you and help you do your job better?
Well, one of the greatest things is this very event. Pastors have a tendency to, especially across the country, most churches are 150 or less.
Yeah.
And they end up being the custodian and the janitor and the, you know, cleaner of the worship center and all those things. And one thing we find is when we get pastors together, especially in a common culture, there is such a commonality among those men that it really becomes a healing moment to be able to share your heart, your struggles with other pastors who are going through the same thing. You think you're the only one facing what you're facing, but there's a lot of pastors who are facing those same things. And I think this is the kind of thing that really does bring about some health in our local communities.
All right. We're out of time. I appreciate you guys. Thanks. And we'll do this again next month, Jody.
Sounds great.
NMFam.org. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.